Language function. Speculating about a situation. A. Page 149.
Are these elephants really artists? You might think the paintings are beautiful, or you might not, but you have to admit they're unusual. They're elephant paintings, and some of them cost thousands of dollars. Elephant art began at zoos in the United States. Zookeepers there saw an elephant named Ruby using a stick to make marks in the dirt. They bought paints and brushes for her, and soon she was painting. In a book about Ruby, author Dick George says she loved to paint, and she even chose the colors. In Thailand, the Thai Elephant Conservation Center, TECC, now teaches elephants to paint. They think it might be good for them. The animals learn to hold the paintbrush, and trainers help them to move their trunks and paint pictures. Some paintings show real things such as flowers, trees, and even elephants. But according to the TECC, the elephants don't understand the pictures. They just follow the instructions of their trainers. However, some people think there could be more to it than that. Different elephants have their own painting styles, and their paintings become more detailed over time. And to people who buy the paintings, some elephants are better painters than others. For example, an elephant named Ramona may be the most famous elephant in Bali. Many people buy her paintings, and she seems to have an artist's personality. Ramona likes to work with dark colors. She also stops and looks at a painting carefully before choosing the next color, and she only paints when she wants to paint.